journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free of all minds. These are weapons of mass dissent.
These are weapons of mass dissent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Friday, June 18th, 2010, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
The answer to clean, pesticide-free, chemical-free, sustainable food production that's good for people and good for the planet will feature a brand new documentary simply titled Fresh.
When the bellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. A recent investigation by the U.S. Center for Disease Control across 14 states has found salmonella contamination in Marie Callender's brand cheesy chicken and rice frozen meals, manufactured by the giant agribusiness ConAgra. The frozen meals are being recalled from all over the country. Stories such as this do not seem to garner much attention these days, as we seem to have gotten used to routine contamination of our foods by dangerous bacteria and microorganisms like Salmonella and E. coli. But such outbreaks are clearly a symptom of our national food production system that rewards factory farming and vast monocultures, resulting in produce soaked in pesticides and chemical fertilizers over diverse small-scale pesticide-free farming that was a staple of decades past. Standard meat production relies on squeezing farm animals into such confined spaces that it is routine to administer antibiotics against the inevitable diseases that arise. The weaker bacteria die off, enabling superbugs, which develop antibiotic resistance, to thrive. Conventional food is, as a matter of course, bathed in pesticides, chemical fertilizers, antibiotics, and disease-controlling, disease-causing bacteria. It seems as though the family farmer is a dying breed. Or is it? A growing awareness among the public and farmers about the benefits of small-scale local family farming has helped foster a revival of a bygone era in food production. A brand new documentary called simply Fresh profiles family farmers who have braved the pressures of investing in pesticides and factory farms and have instead chosen to grow clean food in harmony with natural ecosystems instead of being at war with nature. Fresh features Michael Pollan, the acclaimed author of Omnivore's Dilemma, In Defense of Food, an Eater's Manifesto, and Food Rules. It also profiles nationally recognized urban farmer Will Allen and good-natured family farms based in Kansas. The film offers a clear path toward healthy, clean food that's good for the planet, good for workers, good for animals, and good for consumers. And it's our thank you gift to you today on DVD. It's a brand new documentary. And for a pledge of $10 a month at any time this hour at 818-985-5735, you'll be helping sustain KPFK, and we'll send you a copy of the DVD in the mail. I want to play for you the opening minutes of the documentary Fresh, where it looks at the unsustainable monocultures that are standard fare in a regular food production and conventional food production. So here you'll get the bad news.
When people say the industrial food system is unsustainable, we throw around that word without really thinking through, well, what does that really mean? Well, it really means it can't go on this way. Monocultures are very dangerous things.
A monoculture is a lot of the same species grown together without variation. Nature doesn't have monocultures. When you grow too much of the same thing, you end up with too many of the pests of that thing. The only reason you can grow vast amounts of the exact same species of animal in close confinement is because you use antibiotics to keep them alive. Monocultures of corn and soy and rice and cotton, same issue.
It takes an immense amount of fertilizer and pesticide to keep that crop healthy. Because nature doesn't like monocultures. Sooner or later, she will destroy them.
I'm sure that crop duster is out spraying for either bean leaf beetles or Asian soybean aphids that have, like, they're like new pests, or at least the quantities of those bugs have gotten so bad now that people have to spray for the darn things, which we never used to have to do. You can see here on my soybeans, you can see how these leaves, they never used to be like that. No way. But as long as you're going to rely on just a couple crops and you plant them year after year after year, you know, you're creating an environment where certain weeds are going to want to become prevalent and certain bugs are going to want to just take over, you know, and eat your crop up. And then the herbicides and the pesticides that you use year after year are going to create certain resistance to them, too. And that's what everybody's worried about now. And so you don't know whether it's worth spraying or not. I mean, I always try to err on the side of not spraying. And last year, I think I probably, you know, economically would have been better off spraying. I'm a conventional farmer. Most of the chemicals and technology that conventional agriculture uses is aimed at eliminating risk so that you can produce the most, quote, efficiently. It's not necessarily good for the environment, it's not good for the farmers, it's not good for our rural communities or consumers, but that's the way the system works. Produce the most to survive. In Iowa, just about everywhere you look, there will be the two crops, corn and soybeans. There's really hardly any difference from one field to the next. It's all pretty much just for industrial use. They use it for animal feed, they use it for soybean oil, they use it for making ethanol and corn sweeteners and all kinds of highly processed foods. Well, most of these farms, when I started farming, had livestock on them. People were raising hogs and people had some cattle, and even people when I was a kid had chickens. These big corporations industrialized livestock production. That really took the livestock off of the family farm and put them in these big factories. You see, there's 2,400 pigs in those buildings, and I don't remember exactly, but a hog obviously produces as much waste as one human being, and if not, probably a lot more. And so there you've got the same thing as a city of 2,400 people. And this is actually a small one. I like that smell.
And that's an excerpt of the opening minutes of the documentary Fresh. First, giving you the bad news in the first few minutes of the film, looking at conventional farming practices, and actually does show some graphic scenes of battery hens and of cows and pigs in confined spaces and these vast monocultures. But that is the standard. That is how conventional food is produced in the United States today. The rest of the film goes into this growing movement, this incredible revival happening all across the country of local sustainable farming that's pesticide-free, that's family farming, that has, you know, free-range chickens, grass-fed beef, grass-fed cows, and has an amazing production of food that can actually be consumed by humans without harming the planet. Fresh is our thank you gift to you today. It's the latest food documentary that's creating quite a buzz in circles that among people who are interested in organic foods. If you liked Food Inc., if you liked Food Fight, if you're a fan of Michael Pollan's work, this is a documentary in that same vein, and it has people very excited. There are screenings happening all across the country. It's a brand new documentary. We're very excited to be able to offer this to you on DVD because the film is still being screened across the country, but you have the chance to own the DVD of the film early at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. It's a pledge of $10 a month or $120 to KPFK. It's Friday today. I know a lot of folks are watching the soccer match, there are a lot of new listeners at KPFK. You know, we've gotten our ratings and there are tens of thousands of new listeners, tens of thousands of you who have just turned on to KPFK. Maybe you're not as familiar with listener-sponsored radio. Pacifica Radio and Pacifica Network invented the whole concept of listener sponsorship. It didn't start with NPR and PBS. We began it and they copied us. And we basically refuse to air commercials and take money from commercial advertisers to run the station. Instead, we simply ask you. We stop several times a year and ask you. We stop our regular programming and we urge you to call us and make pledges to KPFK, make financial contributions. And if you pledge $120, we'll send you a copy of this DVD. Now, we're feeling ambitious today. It's been a very tough fund drive. We've been, you know, up against a lot of issues, not the least of them, the economic recession and people feeling pinched in their pockets. We have created a wonderful incentive this morning, worked very hard yesterday to put together a very limited edition Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag, as we're calling it, where we are taking a KPFK black canvas bag, beautiful bag emblazoned with a KPFK logo, and filling it with goodies for you and asking you to pledge $1 a day to KPFK, $365 pledge. We're only limited to 13 of these bags, and they contain Fresh, the DVD we're featuring this hour. They also contain the other new documentary called Dirt, which was also creating quite a buzz that we'd featured on our fund drive and on our program before. It's a new documentary about the earth, about soil, the importance of growing food, as well as Tapped, a brand new documentary about our water supplies and the importance of cleaning them and preserving them, plus a stainless steel water bottle produced by Clean Canteen, manufactured by Clean Canteen, and that's a food-grade stainless steel water bottle. And we're going to throw into this bag 1 pound of freshly made delicious granola made by Scone Age, which is a local bakery that caters to a number of farmers markets. I've actually tried their granola at the Saturday Farmers Market in Pasadena, and it is absolutely delicious. It's also worth quite a lot. They're donating 1 pound of granola for each bag. We're so excited about that. So you get 3 DVDs, a stainless steel bottle, and a pound of granola, plus all of this in a beautiful canvas reusable bag emblazoned with the KPFK logo, all for a pledge of only $365 to KPFK. That's $1 a day. We have 13 of these bags put together. We want to get rid of all of them this hour. Now, if you get this bag, we're also going to throw in a free gift certificate or gift bag of your choice to any one of the following. We've had a number of local establishments that we've partnered with in the spirit of supporting local institutions that promote sustainable farming. You can get with your KPFK exclusive Good Earth gift bag either a box of fresh produce from the South Central Farmers Market that would be directly delivered to your doorstep, or a $20 gift certificate to OnSpring Cafe, which is at the LA State Historic Park. It just opened its doors in early June, and that's at 1279 North Spring Street. Or a $20 gift certificate to Cinnamon Vegetarian Restaurant in Highland Park, or a gift bag worth $25 from Ardenwood Edibles, which is an organic growing grounds. It's good for kitchen starts, seed packets, and more. And you can choose. You can pick and choose which one of the following freebies you want to add on to your KPFK Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bags. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. If $365 is too big for you, you can always pledge at the $10 a month level for just the documentary Fresh. Dirt and Tapped are also available. The two other documentaries in our bag are also available individually at 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to Fresh. So we heard the bad news about how terrible conventional farming is, what it gives rise to, particularly factory farms. Now, here is the alternative.
Once you concentrate animals in these animal cities that we call factory farms or feedlots, you have all sorts of problems. not only miserable animals, but microbes like E. coli 0157H7, which is a feedlot bacteria, and it regularly kills people. And you have a huge sanitation problem. You have all these manure lagoons full of real toxic waste. I mean, this isn't the kind of manure you can spray on a farm field. It's just too concentrated, and it's got too many pharmaceuticals in it. It's full of hormones. It's full of pesticides. You've created a pollution problem where you didn't have one, because if you keep animals on farms, their manure is a blessing. You can use it to grow other crops. You can close the nutrient cycle between, the animals can eat the crop wastes, the parts of the plants you can't sell, and they produce fertility for your fields. So the animals feed the plants and the plants feed the animals. It's a wonderful system. We took this solution, plants and animals working together, and we divided it neatly into two problems. One is this pollution problem on the feedlot, where the manure becomes a pollutant instead of a blessing. And then the other is on the farms, we have a fertility crisis because there are no animals left. So we have to buy synthetic fertilizer.
You know, we can tip the balance of nature to a certain extent, but when we try to tip it too far, it creates problems. And I think that's what we've done in the food system. That's what we've done in our overall economy. That's what we've done in our society. We just got so obsessed with productivity, having more cheap stuff, more and more cheap stuff. And we're facing the inevitable negative consequences.
Health officials are urging residents not to eat watermelons thought tainted with pesticides have become ill in California, Oregon, and Washington.
The first reported case of mad cow disease in the U.S. in
Part of the E. coli outbreak
has already been distributed to school lunch.
There's a growing fear of an invisible enemy.
And so it's simply a matter of it being time to shift to a different kind of paradigm, a different worldview, a different vision for the future.
Oh, it doesn't get much better than this. When the dew's sparkling on the grass, that early morning sun comes up and you're looking into it, and that dew just is like diamonds. You hear the birds singing. It's a very soothing morning, I think. Good morning, birdies. Good morning. How's everybody today? Good morning, ladies. Come on.
Part of our responsibility as stewards of the earth is to respect the design of nature. If you look at nature and you study herbivores, the American bison, caribou, dik-dik, there are things that every one of them exhibits. One is they're always moving. The second thing is that they never eat meat. For 40 years, due to the industrialization and the centralization of production and processing, we've been promoting feeding dead cows to cows. And of course, everybody knows what we have now: bovine spongiform encephalopathy, commonly known as mad cow. It's helpful to say it once in a while, though, so you sound educated. We didn't feed dead cows to cows, not because we were against the industrial food system or anything like that. It was just because an herbivore doesn't eat dead cows.
Fresh is the documentary whose excerpts we're listening to this hour. It's an incredible new documentary celebrating the farmers, thinkers, and small business owners across America who are reinventing our food system. And each of them has witnessed the rapid transformation of our agriculture into an industrial model. They've confronted the consequences: food contamination, environmental pollution, depletion of natural resources, as well as, of course, morbid obesity. Forging healthier, sustainable alternatives, they offer a practical vision for the future of our food and our planet. We're very excited to be offering Fresh to you on DVD today for a pledge of just $10 a month at 818-985-5735. We also want to raise over $4,000 this hour, which, you know, used to be a piece of cake in past fund drives. But these days, it's kind of tough for us to raise a lot of money because we know times are tough for you. And so we know you want to stretch your dollar as much as possible. So we've put together a fantastic gift bag for you today, the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag, limited to only 13, packed with stuff, packed with three of the best new DVDs on food and water. They include Fresh, as well as Dirt, as well as Tapped, all of these three fantastic documents we've featured in the past, and they are my favorites. Plus, you get a clean canteen stainless steel water bottle, reusable water bottle, so you don't use plastic water bottles, plastic bottles that are not only bad for you, but bad for the environment as well. Plus, you get a pound of freshly made granola by Sconage, which is a local bakery that uses only fresh ingredients. It caters to a number of farmers markets in and around the Southern California area. You get the three DVDs, the bottle, as well as the pound of granola, all packaged in a handsome KPFK black canvas reusable bag that you can go shopping with, that you so that you don't use plastic bags. And you can get one of your choice of items, one of the many gift certificates that we've put together today, either a gift certificate to a local restaurant or to get a box worth of fresh produce delivered to your door. Or if you're a budding farmer and you want to, you know, grow a little kitchen garden, Ardenwood Edibles has also donated a beautiful gift bag. It's all, you can pick whichever add-on that you want to get along with your KPFK exclusive Good Earth gift bag. We only have 13 of these. We want to get rid of all 13 this hour. And it's a pledge of $1 a day to KPFK, just $1 a day to KPFK. And not only will you be sustaining KPFK throughout this year and the next few months, but you'll also be sustaining yourself. The material in this gift bag is going to help educate you. It'll open your mind up if you're not already convinced. You can share this material with your family and friends. You know, I went to the store the other day, just a conventional supermarket, and I found what was called the natural foods aisle. You know, they've got one section of their supermarket called natural foods. It was a Ralph's, I'll admit it. And it just sort of shocked me about what it implies about the rest of the food that the supermarket sells. If there's one aisle of natural food, what do all of the other dozens and dozens of aisles sell? Clearly something that the supermarket itself understands is not natural food. That's where our food system has ended up today. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. We still have 655,343 to raise in this pledge drive. And we need to raise it between now and the end of the month. So basically, if, you know, say 63 of you called in, 65 of you called in and made $1,000 pledges, 650 of you, I'm doing my math on the fly here, if 655 of you called in right now or between now and the rest of the day and pledged at the $1,000 level each, we could end the pledge drive. That's it. We'd be done. We would be done with the pledge drive if 655 of you called in pledging at the $1,000 level. That's what we need to keep going. That's what we need to raise between now and the end of the hour. So I'm just looking for 13 of you calling in and pledging $365 this hour. Can you do it? And if you do, we'll send you this beautiful gift bag filled with DVDs, filled with a bottle, the pound of granola, your choice of one of the fantastic gift certificates that we've put together for you at 818-985-5735. The film has been beautifully reviewed, very well reviewed. And you know what I really like about this documentary is that it's optimistic. It's not just the doom and gloom stuff. It, you know, it can lead to paralysis when people feel hopeless. Well, they say, you know, you say, well, if our national food production system is this way, there's nothing I can do about it. That's not true. You can absolutely do a lot about it. And this documentary shows you how. It features this incredible growing movement of farmers that is changing the way we produce food. After watching this film, I wanted to be a farmer. I wanted to take the, you know, bit of land that I can have access to and transform it and grow food for my own family. And that's what we hope, and I think the filmmakers hope, the documentary will do to everybody who views it. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call, 818-985-KPFK. Let's turn back to another clip from the documentary where we learn about a natural hog farmer, how he does things differently from conventional farmers.
You know, growing up, my dad raised 7 children and very well on a 220-acre farm with 30 cows and 30 sows and never had an off-farm job. And we lived well. But when I went to college, it was about production. How can you squeeze another pound of pork out of 2.3 pounds of feed, that type of thing. And when I came back from school, I mean, I think there was more of a push at my encouragement to make it more efficient, be able to push more pigs through a facility per year with less labor. And so, you know, I'd say I got hung up on that. And you know what? It didn't work.
Within a couple of years after we put together a very intense operation, we were experiencing diseases, a lot of diseases. I spent half my day sometimes, you know, injecting pigs, treating them for various respiratory and different types of diarrhea, and it was wasn't a very pleasant lifestyle. During that time, almost 15 years ago, the boar hog stabbed me in the kneecap with his tusks one day. And, you know, a tough farm boy that I was, I basically took off my rubber boot and poured the blood out, and I just went on about my duties. About 2 weeks later, my leg basically increased in about 50% of its size, and it was throbbing. And that's when I went to the doctor. I contracted a strep infection that was a mutated form of strep. They treated me with first, standard types of treatments, penicillin, the tetracyclines, amoxicillin, the erythromycin, and the list went on. It did not phase my infection. And so finally, they didn't have much faith that I would even survive. They put me in the hospital and gave me an IV of a new generation drug that saved my life. And what I was actually doing on my farm was basically feed a continual dosage of antibiotics just for growth rates or to ward off a low-grade infection. Because when your best resource people tell you that this is the magic drug to increase growth and efficiency, you adapt that. And it's very dangerous. You kill off the weak strain, whether it be strep or some sort of E. coli, and then the strong ones survive and they multiply and mutate and become even stronger. And so you create an antibiotic-resistant monster strain. I realized this whole thing about antibiotic resistance was so true. And I realized that, I'm propagating this. And I'm selling these hogs to my neighbors for breeding stock. And I'm selling this pork on the market. My conscience really kicked in and saying, I can't do this anymore. It's not right. So I went cold turkey. I exterminated my herd. These pigs were just born. They were born this morning. They're only here, they farrow in here in these pens, but you can see that they're not restricted. This is opposite for the conventional type of farrowing systems. Farrow means to give birth. It's kind of like a maternity ward. You may notice here too is that we do keep the tails on in confinement situations. It's a common practice to at least cut part of the tail off. they do that because when pigs are in close confined situations, they have a tendency to nip on each other's tails. These pigs have not received any antibiotics in this herd for 14 years now. But the fact is that there's, you know, we don't have sick hogs here. We don't treat hogs here because we don't have to. And by throwing my drugs away and eliminating my veterinarian bill, I saved over $14,000 my first year. And I contend that, you know, when you concentrate a lot of biological organisms, whether it be rats, kids, or pigs, that you're going to have problems. You know, this farm here currently has about 300 hogs. It's a thin concentration compared to some of these farms that have, you know, 20,000 on the farm.
And that's another excerpt of the incredible new documentary called Fresh. And the story of the transformation of one farmer, he is a hog farmer, from a conventional farmer into a family farmer, a natural sustainable farmer. He had an experience where his own leg was bored by a hog that in his conventional farm. And he nearly died and realized that all of the disease that he was seeing in the hog farm was as a result of the close confinement and the factory farming style that he was essentially felt like he was forced to adopt. And then he completely transformed his farm and has seen an almost entire elimination of disease from his group of hogs that he is raising for human consumption. If you think about the pork that people eat on a daily basis, conventional pork comes from factory farms. It's ridden with bacteria and antibiotics because that's just the way we assume that our farm has to happen. But that's not the way it always used to be, and that's not the way some farmers are now doing it. They are bucking the trend, and they are part of a growing movement. Such a fantastic, very optimistic documentary, and we want to offer it to you for a pledge of $120, just $10 a month at 818-985-5735. It's called Fresh. And you can also, for a $365 pledge, get the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag. Those are limited to 13. We've already given one away, so there's now only 12 left between now and the end of the hour. And so we have about 28 minutes left in order for you to call in and make a pledge of $1, just $1 a day to KPFK, $1 a day for a year to KPFK. If you're just tuning in, the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag is basically the KPFK logo, canvas reusable bag, beautiful large black bag with our logo emblazoned in red and white on it, filled with three DVDs, three of the best new DVDs on food and water, including Fresh, which we're featuring this hour, Dirt, the movie, and Tapped. Plus, it comes with a stainless steel clean canteen water bottle, this fantastic food grade stainless steel bottle. They've been very popular in the past on Uprising and on KPFK, and they are the rage. If you want to basically, you know, protect the environment, if you want to protect your body and stop drinking out of plastic water bottles that are harmful for your body as well as for the planet, you're going to want a stainless steel water bottle, and you can get that in this gift bag. Plus, we throw into the gift bag a pound of freshly made granola by a local bakery named Sconeage that is a fantastic bakery that makes this amazing granola. I have to tell you, you have to eat it to believe it. They cater to a number of local farmers markets where I had also tasted their granola. Really, really good granola. All of that in a gift bag for you. Plus, you get your choice of a gift certificate to Cinnamon Vegetarian Restaurant located at 5511 North Figueroa Street in Highland Park. Or you can get a $20 gift certificate to On Spring Cafe, which is run by Urban Green, which is a local institution as well. Ricky Smith runs it, and he's present. He's a vendor at many local farmers markets. And Onspring Cafe is at the LA State Historic Park at 1279 North Spring Street in LA. Hours at the market are Tuesday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., or Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have only three of those. You can pick one of those, or you can get a box of fresh produce from the South Central Farmers Cooperative that they will deliver directly to your doorstep. Fresh fruits and vegetables in season. You can also, if you want, pick a gift bag worth $25 from Arden Woods Edibles, which is an organic growing grounds, and it works with a lot of individuals as well as professionals. And you can get a packets of seeds and stuff to start your own kitchen garden from Arden Woods Edibles. So you can get your choice of one of these four different kinds of gifts that we have in very limited items to add on to your Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag. And that's a pledge of $365. We have 12 of those left, and we want to get rid of all of them this hour and raise over $4,000. We're very excited. We've worked very hard to put these together for you. We've worked hard to bring local partners in to KPFK, these incredible institutions and local business people who are invested in sustainable practices that are partnering with us in putting it all in one bag for you for a pledge of just $1 a day at 818-985-5735. You better call in quick or they're going to go fast. We're only offering this gift bag this hour. That's it. After this hour, they're all going to be gone. We're not going to give them away anymore. It's just exclusive to this one hour, this one Friday here on KPFK on Uprising at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. We've only 12 of them left, and they're worth a lot of money. They're also worth a lot of love we've put into putting them together for you. 818-985-KPFK. You can get Fresh by itself for a pledge of just $10 a month. We know we're up against a lot here. We're competing with the tough economy. We're competing with all of the sports events that are happening that are holding people's attentions. But remember, when the sports events are over, you're going to want to turn to KPFK. And if we're not there because you didn't pledge, you're not going to feel very good about yourself. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. The high from watching a sports event is very, very illusory, and it just lasts a little while and then it just goes away and you go back to real life. KPFK brings you a slice of real life every single day. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have one caller on the line right now. Hope you're pledging for the gift bag that we've put together for you, the exclusive Good Earth gift bag for $1 a day, three DVDs, a stainless steel water bottle, a pound of freshly made granola, plus your choice of one of the freebies that we've put together for you. 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to Fresh, this incredible new documentary that is all the buzz. A lot of people are talking about it these days, and it's been directed by Anna Sophia Jones, who is just incredibly overwhelmed with responses. She cannot believe the kind of response that this documentary is getting. She's getting calls from all over the country to have her come for screenings. And we want you to have a copy of this documentary. Let's take a listen to Fresh.
One of the complaints that we often hear about organic is it's wonderful. Sure, it's better for the land, it's better for the farmer, better for you, but you can't feed the world with it. We now know that that's just wrong. We have the science. We know the answer. And that is that medium-sized organic is far more productive than any sized industrial agriculture. We now actually, for the first time in the last two or three years, we actually have the studies, the data that definitely shows if you want to feed the world, don't be industrial agriculture. It turns out that all those inputs, all the expensive machinery, all the pesticides, herbicides, not to mention the fertilizers, make it unsustainable. In the last 10 years, we have had more than 100 million more tons of herbicide poured on our crops, in our croplands, polluting our streams, polluting our air, in our foods. Industrial agriculture has caused us to lose over 90% of our diversity. We've seen our soil depleting at 13 times the rate that can be replaced.
It's very seductive to hear that language, we need to feed the world. When people in industrial agriculture talk about feeding the world, they are talking about increasing the production of grain. And nobody is like stopping and saying, well, what are you using that grain for? Are you growing food? No, they're not growing food. Those are seeds for cattle feed, for a very unsustainable system of fattening cattle on feedlots. But guess what? Cattle shouldn't be eating grain. They're evolved to eat grass.
You got red clover. You got fescue, orchard grass, fall panicum, dandelion. Some dandelion here. Here's some here's some baby wild carrot. That's real good stuff. White clover down here. Chicory, some timothy in here. What we're really farming here is not animals. It's grass. If we take care of the grass will take care of the animal. You've got to understand that 70% of all the row crops in the United States, and of course the row crops account for the most of the genetic engineering, the petroleum use, the tillage, the erosion, and all the negative things in agriculture, that 70% of that is grown for multi-stomached herbivores that aren't ever supposed to eat that anyway. Only 30% goes to people, pigs, and poultry. So if we went to a grass-based herbivore agriculture for our cattle, suddenly 70% of that currently assaulted land could return to a mob-stocked, herbivorous, solar conversion, lignified carbon sequestration fertilization program, and all the negatives in agriculture would come to a screeching halt. We're not talking about going back to Grandpa's farm. We're talking about marrying the best of the technology and the innovation that we have today, marrying that with the indigenous heritage wisdom of the chickenness of the chicken, the pigness of the pig, the cowness of the cow, the tomatoes of the tomato. We can raise everything we need without any of the industrial food system. This is techno-glitzy infrastructure here. These little stainless steel threads, this will keep out black bears, coyotes, raccoons, foxes, dogs, cats, and keep the birds in. Who would have thought 50 years ago that you could have that kind of fence and 160 feet of it would only weigh 12 pounds? The beauty of these prototypes is that they're size neutral. See, here's the infrastructure. We're not building a $500,000 building and hoping to pay for it 20 years down the road on the 10 millionth one. Where we're standing got grazed two or three times in the spring. Then we made hay on it. Of course, each time it got grazed, the eggmobile came in behind them. Then we ran a big batch of turkeys through here. And then we grazed it again. And then we're running broilers on it. And then we're going to make hay late on it. And then graze it again at wintertime. The point being that when you add all of those things up, suddenly you're getting not only the diversity of the multispeciation and all the different kinds of manures, but you're getting all these complementary income streams so that instead of like the neighbor who just runs beef cows getting $150 an acre, we're getting over $3,000 an acre per year. I mean, it's incredible, the difference. And we haven't planted a seed or bought an ounce of chemical fertilizer in 50 years. That's what I say. Wow.
And that's what I said when I watched the documentary Fresh. It's an incredible film that we've just been listening to excerpts from. We want you to have a copy of this documentary. Watch it, share it with your family and friends. Transform your mind. Change your mind about your own eating habits. And you might yourself decide that you want to start farming and farming sustainably and locally. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. You don't have to live out in farmland and farm country to do it. If you have even a small plot of land yourself, in this documentary, we hear about Will Allen, who's a nationally acclaimed urban farmer, giving a workshop to people from the city, learning how to farm in their own tiny backyard plots or kitchen gardens or getting a plot at a community garden. It's so inspiring. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. When you call that number, pledge $1 a day to KPFK to sustain us, and we'll send you the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag. We only have 11 of those left. They're going fast, and we only have 15 minutes left in order to give them all away. The gift bag is a KPFK reusable canvas bag, beautiful black bag with the KPFK logo emblazoned on it. It has the three DVDs, the three latest and best new DVDs on food and water, including Fresh, including Dirt the movie, as well as Tapped, the film about water. And it includes a stainless steel water bottle by Clean Canteen, plus 1 pound of freshly made delicious granola by Scone Age, a local bakery that caters to a number of family farmers and farmers markets. Also, you can get your choice of one of the following free add-ons: a box of fresh produce from the South Central Farmers Cooperative, which one of our last callers just got, or a $20 gift certificate to On Spring Cafe which is located inside the LA State Historic Park. And that just opened very, very recently. Or you can get a $20 gift certificate to Cinnamon Vegetarian Restaurant. We have only one of those left. Or a gift bag worth $25 from Arden Woods Edibles, which is an organic growing grounds run by a friend of mine, actually, Nisha Dahlgren, who generously donated 4 of these gift bags to KPFK listeners. Arden Woods Edibles is a small family-run culinary wholesale nursery. It's located in historic Pasadena in California, although it's open mainly to landscape professionals and chefs. They have monthly special events that are open to garden enthusiasts, and you can simply schedule with them directly to pick up your gift. And their website is ardenwoodsedibles.com. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. We'd like to hear from as many of you as possible. We need 10 of you calling in and pledging at the $365 level, and we will make our goal for the day. We will make our goal for the morning, rather. For Uprising. We've worked very hard to put together this gift bag for you yesterday, making tons and tons of calls. My intern, Martina, worked very hard on this. Lots of emails and calls and relationships with these local partners that we're fostering in order to really sustain the station and sustain our fellow community members as well, and give all of this information to you. Ultimately, it's about educating you as well. We're not just we could put together a very nice commercial pack. We could go to a corporate sponsor and get, a fancy product that you probably don't need donated and make it super exciting and feed into the consumerist frenzy. But no, we've gone to independent filmmakers. We've gone to independent farmers and restaurant owners that believe in sustainability and that believe in community building and clean farming. And we've put together this beautiful pack that is, it's priceless, but we're only asking you $365 for it. You can break it up into monthly installments and you'll still be eligible for it. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And by the way, if you do put it on your credit card and pay it all at once, the $365 all at once, we'll also throw in a KPFK license plate frame that basically is good for the entire pledge drive. Any $365 pledge that is put on a credit card and paid all at once, we'll throw in a free KPFK license plate frame that you can proudly frame your car license plate in and proclaim to the world that you're a fan of KPFK's. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have very limited numbers of the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bags left, and they come chock full of DVDs, a stainless steel water bottle, as well as a pound of granola, and your choice of one of 4 extra free gift items. I want to turn back to the documentary Fresh, which looks at, in this excerpt, the cost and access to organic food.
It is true that local and organic food costs more. It's worth more, too. When this dozen eggs cost $4 or $5, because these animals have been on pasture and it's full of omega-3 and it's full of, vitamin A, that those are not the same as those 79-cent battery cage eggs. And yeah, they're a white sphere, but they're completely different products. As we've industrialized our food, we've made it cheaper, but we've also diminished it nutritionally. According to the USDA's own numbers, if you look at fresh produce grown in 1950 and compare it nutritionally with fresh produce grown today, you will find that the amounts of key nutrients, minerals, vitamins, has diminished by 40%. The more you process food, the less nutritious it is. Food is at its most nutritious in its whole form, in its fresh form, but most of the supermarket is full of processed food from which all the nutrients have been expunged, basically. Cheap food is an illusion. There is no such thing as cheap food.
the real cost of the food is paid somewhere. And if it isn't paid at the cash register, it's paid, you know, it's charged to the environment, it's charged to the public purse in the form of subsidies, and it's charged to your health. You do get what you pay for, with food as with anything else. There are people, however, who can't afford it, and we need to basically level the playing field. Right now, we're heavily subsidizing every calorie of high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oil, which are the building blocks of processed food and the least healthy food we're eating. And we're not doing anything to subsidize or support the growing of healthy, fresh produce. Millions of Americans live in food deserts where you can't find fresh produce. You can only find processed food. You can find ramen noodles and you can't find an apple. People do want to eat this food. They just don't have access to it.
And that is the voice of Michael Pollan. He is one of several people who is featured in this documentary, people who are making real change. He is a journalist, and he has done so much to change the way people think about food. The author of The Omnivore's Dilemma, the author of In Defense of Food and Eater's Manifesto, as well as Food Rules. And he's featured alongside Will Allen, who is an amazing urban farmer. We didn't get to even play you an excerpt of Will Allen's piece in this documentary. Call us right now at 818-985-5735. The name of the film is Fresh, and we have put together the documentary along with two other films that we think are just fantastic, brand new films, Dirt and Tapped, both of them about the ground that we walk on, that we grow food in, and the importance of taking care of it, how it's such an important part of our entire Earth's ecosystem, as well as Tapped, a film about the American water supplies and the growing pollution of plastic water bottles and the sort of deception that plastic water bottle companies have relied on in order to make a lot of money. These three DVDs are yours for pledge of $365 in a handsome KPFK reusable canvas bag. It comes along with a stainless steel water bottle by Clean Canteen, food-grade stainless steel water bottle, one of the leading producers of stainless steel water bottles in the country, and a pound of fresh granola at 818-985-5735. You can get the bottle, the granola, the three DVDs, the bag for a pledge of $365, plus your choice of one of the various add-ons that we have gathered for you, one of the various freebies that we've put together for you, either a box of fresh produce by the South Central Farmers Market, South Central Farmers Cooperative, rather, or a gift certificate to OnSpring Cafe, which is located at the LA State Historic Park, a gift certificate to Cinnamon Vegetarian Restaurant in Highland Park, a wonderful family-owned restaurant, 5511 North Figueroa Street, or a gift bag from Ardenwood's Edibles, which is an organic growing grounds. And it's just, these are amazing gifts that you can pick one of your favorite, whichever one you want to add on to the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bag. We probably have less than 8 of those left right now, and we have just 8 minutes to do it. So we need 8 of you calling in right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We've put together this enormous package for you to be able to take away this information. You can, you know, get seeds. You can go to a restaurant on us. You can watch these DVDs and be moved by them, be inspired by them. And you can also, of course, enjoy the granola, get a water bottle that you can drink from. We're hooking you up, folks. 818-985-KPFK. And the reason we've done all of this is because we know times are tough. We know that everyone is trying to make their dollar worth as much as possible, trying to stretch your dollar as far as it can possibly go. And so a simple donation out of the goodness of your heart is harder to do these days than it used to be. So you make the donation to KPFK out of the goodness of your heart. We'll reward you with this beautiful gift bag that we've put together with you, and you'll be very glad you did. It's worth a lot of money by itself, and we are offering it to you in very, very limited numbers. We just literally are relying on 13 of you calling this hour and pledging at the $365 level, and several of you have already done so, and we need to hear from many more of you. We know we're competing with some kind of sports event that's happening on TV that everyone's watching. I'm not sure quite sure what the allure is, but for those of you who are not into that, call us right now at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. We have 9 bags left that you can get. So we need 9 of you calling in at 818-985-5735. We want to raise over $4,000 this hour. I want to play one last excerpt from the documentary Fresh, but we need to hear from many of you. You know, what I love about this film is it's very optimistic. It's very upbeat. It's very inspiring. And I want to briefly read for you an excerpt of an interview that the director gave. The director was interviewed by a blog, said the film Fresh has an upbeat, optimistic quality to it. Did the process of making the documentary change your view of our food system? And the filmmaker, Anna Sophia Jones, said the movie's tone definitely had to do with how I felt, how we're confronted with doom and gloom in our daily lives. Everywhere we turn, I was feeling incredibly powerless, not only angry and scared, but powerless, which leads to paralysis. What's the point in, finish the sentence however you want, eating healthy or even changing a light bulb when we're building new coal plants every day or whatever? But that couldn't be right, and I'm not a passive observer of the world. I'm part of the world, and it doesn't feel that way anymore. The movie was an attempt to capture the sense that we are not victims of our world. The movie is hopeful and upbeat because we need that. And the more I was learning about people that inspired me, the more I wanted to do something about it. Well, you can also do something about it. You know, a filmmaker is very, very hard work. It takes a lot of hard work to be a filmmaker. And you don't have to go out and make your own film to try to change lives and to change minds. Someone has already done that for you. But what you can do is sustain the radio station that brings filmmakers like this to the airwaves routinely. And we'll reward you with this beautiful gift bag. We literally have 3 minutes left in the hour, folks. You know, I don't want to have to beg. Please don't make me beg. 818-985-5735 is the phone number. We have one caller on the line. We need to hear from 8 more of you calling in. We still have gift bags from Ardenwood's Edibles left. We still have a gift certificate from Cinnamon Vegetarian Restaurant, 2 boxes from the South Central Farmers Cooperative. The film has been very well reviewed. The Boston Globe reviewed it, and it says that this documentary is, you know, a very, very, let's see if I can quote from it. Fresh can be so wearingly upbeat that you might want to heave a brick through a Whole Foods window once you leave the theater, at least wash down a couple of quarter pounders with a big gulp of nothing but high fructose corn syrup. Except that there's no arguing the case the documentary makes against industrial agriculture's factory feedlots and manure lagoons. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. Most persuasive of all, says the Boston Globe, is Michael Pollan, author of The Omnivore's Dilemma. It's true, local and organic food costs more. Pollan says it's worth more, too. Expense, he notes, is a relative thing. There is no such thing as cheap food. One farmer quoted his Pakistani roommate in college who said, the one thing that Americans are most afraid of is inconvenience. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 1 minute left in the hour, folks. We want to get rid of all of these Good Earth exclusive gift bags. We have about 6 of them left in this hour. Oh, 1 minute left in the hour. 6 gift bags left. You can keep calling in even after the program is finished for a few minutes. You get the Fresh DVD, you get the Dirt DVD, you get Tapped, you get the Clean Canteen stainless steel water bottle, you get a pound of delicious freshly made granola by Scone Age, a local bakery, and you get the KPFK canvas bag, and all of that you get to add on your own thank you gift, an extra freebie. 818-985-5735. Michael Pollan said, for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, the garden suggests there might be a place where we can meet nature halfway. Well, meet KPFK halfway. Make your pledge. We'll give you a gift. 818-985-KPFK. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel San Roman is our assistant producer. Martina Steiner is our intern. Tamika Miller is our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Please keep those calls coming in. We have a few more of the Uprising exclusive Good Earth gift bags left for a pledge of $1 a day to KPFK. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you Monday at 8.